Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. I am the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, what's your name again, Brianna?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Craig Wenzel, and I noticed on my credit card statement this month that I had a bill for $49.95, so I called to find out about it, and come to find out, to my surprise, is I've been charged this every month since September because I signed up for a subscription, which personally I don't recall. The only thing I remember about all this is filling in a survey, I guess, and as a reward, I could pick this Wi-Fi booster and only pay shipping. And I guess somewhere along the line, they're telling me I signed up for a subscription. Okay. So since then, I'm supposed to get, I guess, $106 in vouchers every month. I haven't received anything since September. So my issue right now is paying $250 for absolutely nothing, even though they're telling me now that they're sending me all the emails that were sent. Maybe they went to my junk email. I don't know. But I haven't seen anything since then. So I wanted to know what y'all could do for me because I don't just join any subscription like this. I don't even know what this is for. I'm paying $50 a month for what? To become part of a club?
Okay, may I have the first and last name?
Yeah, it's Craig Wenzel, W-E-N-Z-E-L.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
746 South Cornish du Lac, Covington, Louisiana.
Thank you for the information. Yes, as I take a look, it's for the Wi-Fi booster.
Yeah, a Wi-Fi booster. I paid like $6.95 for shipping, I guess, something like that.
Yes, sir.
Back when in September. Okay.
Yes.
So how did I get into the subscription, first of all?
Okay, it was a welcome gift that you paid for the Wi-Fi booster. You paid for the shipping handling to have it shipped to you. And by joining Effective Direct Savings Store, you paid $49.97.
A month?
Yes. And you can choose many different gadgets. Yes.
See, first of all, I'm not the type to do that. I check my credit card statements every month and I get orders from Etsy and all, so some of them kind of slip by. But for me to join a club like this, I would never do that. So
do you remember purchasing the Wi-Fi booster?
I remember choosing it because I filled out a survey. That's all I remember.
Yes, sir. Yes, that information was listed on the website. Now, what we can do for you today is cancel your account out, and I can issue a 50% refund off your most recent charge.
What, $25?
Yes, off the most recent.
I just canceled my account because I talked to someone early after I found out about all this. So let me ask you this. While I was talking to the other technician, Secret, I believe her name was. Okay, they're telling me, they're sending me all these emails now that I supposedly received. So I said, well, just give me the website where I can go talk to someone about my issues. She couldn't give me a website or a phone number. I mean, what's the deal with that? If I'm paying for a subscription, I should have access.
Because we're a third party. We are the third party call center. But what I'll make sure I do this time, I'm going to go ahead, well, your account is already canceled. I'm going to issue the full refund of $49.97, and from this day forward, you will no longer be billed.
Yeah, I won't get any more, that's for sure. But another guy I talked to gave me an email website of directdiscountproducts.com.
Mm-hmm.
He said I could go there. Well, it doesn't let me have access to it. It says I don't have permission to access the resource. So this seems pretty funny where I can't talk to anybody or get on a website and get with somebody because I've already paid $250 for absolutely nothing. I haven't received a thing.
Okay. So what I can
Can you refund me the whole amount? That's what I want to do.
Well, yeah, I issued a refund for the $49.97.
What about the total? I'm talking about the total five payments I've been charged for $250.
It's not fraud. Did you dispute the charge with your banking institution?
No, I haven't done that yet. I haven't done that with the credit card statement.
Yes.
So what is that going to do?
No,
all
I was just
going to do is tell me, well, you have a subscription.
Yes, I was just letting you know, because you agree that you did purchase for the Wi-Fi booster. The only thing that I can do off your most recent charge, which was in December, is issue a 50% refund off that charge as well. You have a full refund on January, and for December, I can issue a 50% refund.
Okay, so this would be for a total of $49.95 plus $25?
Yes.
Something like that? Okay, well, I guess that's better than nothing. But, again, I don't know how I got tricked into that. That's pretty slick the way the company did this. Because I don't fall for shit like that. So, yeah, if you could issue me the refund, I guess, for what it's worth, and I'll just take the other loss as a loss for absolutely nothing.
Okay, yes. So what I do as a courtesy, I go ahead and issue the 49. Go ahead and issue both, okay?
Okay, I'd appreciate that then. Okay.
Stay on the line for me. I'm going to issue $249.97 refund. So that's like a total of $99 and almost $100, about $95.
Okay.
$99. Okay.
And so, then my credit card will just be credited with that?
Yes.
Okay, and you can't confirm that my subscription's been canceled, right?
We'll send an email.
Okay. Well, I'll be looking for it, but again, I haven't seen any emails. You know, I haven't got anything since I got that Wi-Fi because I wasn't looking for anything anyway. Because, again, I just thought that was a free gift for filling out a survey, and I just paid shipping and handling. That was my understanding. So, anyway.
Okay, well, yes, your account has been canceled and refunded. Your cancellation confirmation.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie, 258-865-456.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, ma'am. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling the customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.